As summer approaches, the city of Detroit gearing up to address various quality of life issues that affect its residents. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office is taking proactive steps in ensuring safer and more pleasant neighborhoods by launching the Scout program, that's Sheriff's Community Organized Urban Team Initiative. It's aimed at tackling some of the most pressing concerns reported by the community. And we're happy to have joining us in studio this morning the Wayne County Sheriff, Raphael Washington. Sheriff, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Lloyd. Good morning. Good to see you all.
Talk about the Scout Initiative and what you guys will be doing to help out the quality of life here in Wayne County.
Sure. So our Scout program, our Sheriff's Community Organized Urban Team, what we do is go out into various communities. Primarily, we're dealing with the city of Detroit at the request of Chief James White to go out and deal with some quality of life issues in the city where, you know, Detroit's a big city, crime spurs every now and then, and it drops and it spurs again. And, you know, the law-abiding citizens wants to see their neighborhood sustained, the quality of life issues addressed. And Detroit Police does have a neighborhood police officer service, but we go in and we help them with that, with the quality of life issues, the drag racing, the drifting that the vehicles do in the summer months, the loitering in front of stores that adds an intimidation factor to our seniors, the abandoned vehicles that are in the on the street. They want those things removed, you know, and that's what we do. The morality issues that happen in, mm-hmm. in big cities, mm-hmm. they want those things addressed. So that's what we do, and we're happy to do it. And we're doing it all over various cities in Wayne County as well. But and that's what the citizens want. They want to see us out there doing that.
So when other cities in Wayne County mm-hmm. communities call up on the sheriff because they need some backup, you're there to support.
Absolutely. They call on us for various things, whether some of the smaller communities, they want to see, they want to have festivals and they want to have parades and things like that. And so we'll go out there and add some traffic enforcement for them because they're short. Everyone's short in law enforcement, so they need help, and we'll go out and do that because that's what their communities want to see. You know, they want to enjoy those things as well. So we're making sure that we're out assisting all 43 cities and townships in Wayne County.
I just wanted to ask you, these days, mm-hmm. you never know when you do a routine traffic stop if it's going to not be a routine traffic stop or knock on a door. Nothing
yes.
seems to be routine
it's
anymore.
Not.
So thank you all police officers for your service. But are you guys on higher alert these days?
Well, you know, we're on alert every day. You never know what you're going to run into in law enforcement, and you can't take a day off, or you can't take a stance, it's going to be okay today, because it can be okay, and then 5 minutes later, it's all heck breaking loose, you know? And
yeah.
So we never let down. Even we may seem to let down, you know, because we try to have a life and speak to the people and enjoy the citizens and things like that, but it changes instantly, and so we always have to be ready.
It will be a summer of changes
yes.
for your department.
Yes.
The Justice Center is
yes.
Going to be open.
Yes.
First of all, when does the move take place? And just give me a sense of how much this move can give you greater power to deliver the services that you
want
to deliver.
Thank you for asking that. So we hope to be all up and running by right after Labor Day, open to the public. Everybody's moved in, and we'll have – be able to serve the community in the excellent way that we want to with our new Criminal Justice Center. It's going to be very, very nice. We're going to have great programming for our resident population. I walk through our old antiquated jails now.
What kind of programming are we talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah, so
things that you can't do now because you don't have the ability to transport and you can't secure them when they go to classes or whatever.
Sure,
maybe.
Yeah, so we're going to have domestic violence programming, GED programming, mental health programming.
How big a piece is that for you?
It's huge. We're looking forward to that because we want people to leave out of our county jails in a better condition in which they came. And so programming is huge for us.
And you don't want to see them back again.
And we do not. I tell
you. The Justice Center does not have revolving doors.
That Justice Center
is
going to be so nice. I tell my resident population, I don't want you all to get real comfortable in here because I want you out of here, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And you don't have to come back.
Don't come back.
Get comfy.
Please. We're trying to shut down recidivism for sure.
Yeah. And you know, I want to let people know also what the sheriff does. I mean, you're responsible for the jail and for the courts as well.
Yes.
Now, you have horses, too. You have a question.
We have horses. We have marine units. We're just coming out of boating season, just starting boating season, I should say. And we did a piece on that and letting people know they need to be safe during the boating season. We have boats out on the waterways. And we're definitely doing everything that we can to make sure the citizens understand that they need to be safe and while they're boating. Have fun, but be safe. And so there's various things that start during the summer seasons, and our horses are out there doing parades and festivals and things like that. So just serving the community.
And you have a great reserve system as well. You have some great reservists. I know one of our former program directors, Steve Stewart, rest his soul, was a reservist.
Yes.
You know, but you have a great reserve program.
We do, and they're out to help us, assist us on a volunteer basis. They don't get paid. They just want to help the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, and we welcome the help. You know, we're short of manpower, like everyone else there is, and they come in and plug some holes outside, doing some things that we want to do outside for the community. So it works.
Back to your scout program. Mm-hmm. If people see issues, do they call you? Do they call Detroit Police, who then calls you? How will it work?
Well, they can call Detroit Police if they live in the city of Detroit, because, again, they have a neighborhood police department section as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we go out every Thursday. And we're doing taking our apparatus out to the community. They see our mobile command posts. They see our motorcycles. They see our traffic enforcement cars out there just patrolling in various sections of the city every week and letting them know that we're out here to assist Detroit Police Department with the quality of life issues. And they enjoy seeing us and they appreciate it.
You're going to be very visible on Thursdays.
Yes.
So people better not think about it on Thursday.
Exactly. We're out here. We're at various precincts every day, every week. We change up and we go to another precinct in the city, and we coordinate with the leaders in those precincts to make sure we're in the areas that they need help with. And so we're stronger together. We work together, and that's what we do in law enforcement.
Are there opportunities to expand the scout program beyond the borders of Detroit into the out county wing?
For sure. We go in. We've been in Inkster. We're in Westland. We've been in Ecorse. We're in River Rouge.
Highland Park. So,
Highland Park. Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, we're not just in Detroit, but we're all over wherever we're needed in Wayne County.
All right. Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington, always good to see you. Great job. Continue the great work that you're doing for the County of Wayne.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And coming up, we'll have the latest news of the day, plus some news on the CFO of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy.